This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 15th. As candidate filing moves into its final days, several local races are going to be competitive when it comes to the November ballot. Incumbent Whiteville Mayor Terry Mann faces challenges from Mike Shackmuck, Brittany Payne, and Brandon Aker. In the Whiteville City Council District 1 race, Linda Bright Smith is challenging incumbents Helen Holden and Vicki Pate for one of those seats. Incumbent Matt Wilson at Lake Waccamaw is facing two contestants for the mayor's seat, as Chad Smith and Greg Jacobs have filed. Former Police Chief Scott Hyatt and Lynn Hennett are running for the East Ward Commissioner seat at the Lake, with incumbent Frank Carroll facing challenges from Curtis Andrews and Christine Jacobs. Former Chevron Town Council member Rashad Roberts, who also ran for mayor, you may recall, he's facing off with Drew Worley for a seat on the board. Look for a full breakdown of the current filings at columbuscountynews.com. In other news today, an Evergreen woman has been charged with child abuse after an infant was hospitalized in critical condition from infections. Warrants said that Eugenia Waller, age 32, is alleged to have allowed a 7-month-old to develop blisters and a rash while in her care. The child was also covered in feces when she was taken to the hospital with a 100-plus degree temperature. We have more on this story on our website. A Whiteville woman faces 30 charges that range from child abuse to drug trafficking and driving offenses. Quashima Reeves, age 27, had three children under the age of 2 years of age in her vehicle when she allegedly fled from deputies and Horry County Police on Swamp Fox Highway. She drove at speeds in excess of 120 miles per hour. When she was stopped, Reeves reportedly had cocaine, methamphetamines, opiates, marijuana, and MDMA in the vehicle. Look for more on this story on our website. A Las Vegas man was arrested Thursday after driving 90 miles an hour during a rainstorm and fighting with troopers and endangering his dog. Joseph Paul Singletary was arrested after leading troopers on a chase along U.S. 74. When he was taken into custody, reports said he continued fighting to the point that he had to be placed in a restraint chair. The dog was unharmed. An early morning assault today involved a vehicle jack. The Yingling Road man said his girlfriend hit him repeatedly in the head with a jack shortly after 6 a.m. She also damaged his vehicle. The victim was treated by EMS. The investigation is continuing. The Carolyn High Memorial Library is going to host a blood drive Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, but you can sign up for an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org. The library is located at 407 North J.K. Powell Boulevard in Whiteville. Southeastern Community College is going to host an adult learner open house Thursday from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the SCC Library. It's an opportunity to look into switching careers, gaining a new skill, or finishing your degree. The first 50 attendees will get a $50 gift card. There'll be free food and giveaways, and children are welcome. To register, see the story on our website. Columbus County Animal Protective Services is bringing the community and critters together this Saturday for Paws, Music, and Moonlight at 7 p.m. at the Animal Shelter. There'll be live music, local vendors, food, and plenty of furry friends up for adoption. Now, there's still room for food trucks and vendors at the event. For more information, call 910-641-3945 or email animal.services@columbussheriff.com. ColumbusCountyNews.com. This is Jefferson Weaver.